Okay, so today we're going to talk about Gal-ed, the end of the parsha, where strange things happen when Yaakov leaves secretly from Lavan's house. Lavan catches up with him, and they're like, little strange things happen. So look, we're going to read some psukim, and we'll ask some questions and develop an approach. Obviously, one big question. I want to sort of try to understand the significance of this story potentially. Basically, after Lavan catches up with Yaakov gets angry, rebukes Lavan for all of his, crooked dealings for 20 years. That's in Perek Lamed Al, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayichar liYaakov, vayorav b'Lavan, v'yad Yaakov, vayomer Lavan, ma pishi ma chatosi, ki dalakta acharai. What's my crime that you chase after me? And he says, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ze Eshim Shana, Nochi Mach, Rechelecha Bizecha Lo Shikele, Veleitzon Cholo Achalti. I never, your goats never miscarried. I was 20 years in your service. Pasuk Lamed Tes, he writes, Gnuv Si Yom, Gnuv Si Laila. He said, Trefa Lo Evesi Alecha, Nochi Achatem Yadi. I never brought any trefa animals to you. I took care of the flock all the time. I didn't sleep, but Pasuk Mem says, I was a faithful worker employee for 20 years. And he says in Mem Aleph, you changed you changed my salary 10 times. And he said, if not for God, basically, it would have been the end of me. So, okay. So then in any case, Laban in response says, he suggests so in response to this rebuke, Pasuk says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, "Vayan Lavan v'yomer Yaakov." So Lavan says to Yaakov, "Habanos b'nosai v'abanim banai v'atzon tzoni v'chol asher tareh lihu." Okay, your kids are my kids. Everything you see belongs to me. Okay, and that being said, Mem Dalad, "V'atolachanich v'sabris ani v'ata v'hayla'ei b'ni v'recha." Let's enter to a covenant. Now, Yaakov doesn't respond, and instead, what happens is in Pasuk Mem Hey, Vayikach Yaakov oven, vayirmeha matzeva. Yaakov takes a stone, he sets it up as a pillar. So, not so clear. So, first of all, it's not clear what the covenant is. In other words, Lavan tells Yaakov, "Your kids are my kids, and let's enter into a covenant." What is the nature of the covenant is very unclear, and Yaakov's response is also is by building a stone as a pillar. Is he setting up a covenant? Is he agreeing with Lavan? It's not so clear. What compounds the problem is in the very next pasuk Mem Vav, Vayomer Yaakov Leachav Lik Tu Avanim, and Yaakov says to his brothers, whoever these brothers are or his kinsmen, Lik Tu Avanim. Take, I'm sorry?
Could be Lavan's brothers.
Could be maybe Lavan's brothers, maybe. Okay.
Or Yaakov's kids.
Or Yaakov's kids. Yeah, we're going to see it. But they're both possibilities of the Mefarshim. Lik tu avadim, take some stones, collect stones. They took stones. Vayasu gal, and they made a pile. Vayachlu sham al gal, they ate on the pile. So again, so in response to a proposal to enter into a covenant, the terms of which are unknown, Yaakov sets up a stone as a monument, and then he tells his kinsmen, his brothers, to gather some stones, and they eat there. It's really unclear what's going on here. What's the significance of eating on the pile? And then we have Vayikra Pasuk Mem Zayin, Vayikra Lo Lavan Yigar Sadusa, VeYaakov Kor Lo Galed. Lavan calls it Yigar Sadusa, Yaakov calls it Galed. I mean, do we really need to know what the Aramaic name of this monument is? Is that significant? Why do we need to know the name of a pile of rocks anyway? And why do we need to know the Hebrew name and the Aramaic translation? In any case, Lavan then and then Lavan says, okay, this gal, this mound is a witness between me and you. That's why it's called Galed. And then it says Vahamitzpeh.
It switches from Aramaic to Hebrew.
Yeah, that's true. Vahamitzpah Asher Amar Yitzef Hashem. It was called also Mitzpah. The monument was named Mitzpah. And he says, it seems like it's the monument. If I think I have, I think, sorry, that's a different source. 1 second. I think, do I have the Ramban here? Right. The Ramban says, right. Rashi says here, Yigar Saduso, that's the translation of Galed. Galed means it's a pile of stones. So Galed is the Hebrew name for the pile of stones. So again, there are two things up here. You got the monument and you have the pile of stones. The pile of stones is called Galed, and Aramaic is Yigar Sadusa. And the mitzpah? Ramban says that's the stone monument. Okay? So you have this stone monument called mitzpah, and you have this pile of stones that's called Galed or Yigar Sadusa. And then Lavan spells out the terms of the covenant. Look at the Pasuk Nun. Im ta'aneh es b'nosai v'im tikach nashim al b'nosai ein ishi manu re'el kim eid b'ni v'necha. If you mistreat my daughters or take wives besides my daughters, then don't worry, Hashem is going to take care of you. In other words, Lavan, and again, it seems that this kind of makes sense what Lavan is saying, because in Pasuk Mem Gimel, he says, let's enter into a covenant. If you go back to Mem Gimel, what did he say? Your daughters are my daughters, right? Your children are my children. So he's concerned, or he expresses concern, that Yaakov will mistreat his children and his daughters and the grandkids. And by the way, usually a covenant has two sides to it. So there are no two sides to this covenant. Basically, Lavan says, here are the terms of the covenant. Don't mistreat my don't mistreat the kids because they're my kids. Don't mistreat the grandchildren because they're my grandchildren. This is a one-sided covenant. Lavan doesn't seem to be promising anything. So how actually is this a covenant? And what makes it a little more perplexing is then in Pasuk Nun Aleph, then Vayomer Lavan LeYaakov, Lavan says to Yaakov, now he was already speaking to him. In Pasuk Memches, Lavan was speaking to Yaakov, and then it says Vayomer Lavan LeYaakov, and Lavan said to Yaakov. So why is it, he was in the middle of his speech, why does it say Vayomer Lavan LeYaakov again? But in any case, he says, Hinei Agala Zev, Hinei Matzeva Sheirisu Beini Uvenecha, this mound and this pillar that I set up between you and me, Ad Hagal HaZev Eidah HaMatzeva, this mound shall be a witness, and this pillar shall be a witness. Imlo avor elecha sagal hazeh, v'imata lo savar elai sagal hazeh, v'samaytseva hazos l'ra. You don't cross on my side, and I won't cross on your side.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
It has to say, v'yomer l'avan l'yakov, because it says, hagal ha-matseva sh'yorisi. Now, Lavan didn't do that, but Yaakov did.
Right.
So v'yomer l'avan, you would think that Yaakov maybe is saying, because Yaakov's the one that built it.
Yeah, okay, maybe. I'm just saying, he's continuing his conversation, but you're saying you would think that if the Torah hadn't said this, you might have thought, even though the Torah didn't say that Yaakov responded, you might think Yaakov was responding because it said, Asher Yiris Bnei Avinecha. Okay, maybe, right here. So, I'm going to say something else, but maybe. But what you raised up is a very good point. Why is Lavan crediting himself with building the monument, when in fact Yaakov built the monument by himself? So that's very strange. The Lavan says he built the monument, when indeed Yaakov built the monument. And now we have a new Vayomer. So, and then, by the way, once he says this, then finally Pasuk Nun Gimel, Vayishava Yaakov bepachad aviv yitzchak. Then Yaakov swears. So now Yaakov agrees. In other words, if you think about the conversation between Lavan and Yaakov, when Lavan catches up with Yaakov, Yaakov gets angry at Lavan. Lavan's response is, let's enter into a treaty. Yaakov doesn't respond. Then Yaakov builds this pile of stones, and he builds this stone monument. And then Lavan says, let's enter. And he says, don't mistreat my kids. And Yaakov doesn't respond. That's speech A. Then there's speech B. He's saying, let's not cross each other's paths, okay? And then Yaakov swears. So how do we understand this? So this I saw, the beautiful pshat, is Rav Ezra Bick from the Gush. So I'm going to share it. I'm not taking credit for this. So I saw he has a very nice mahalach, a very nice approach to understand the story. And what's he really saying? He's saying, if you're saying that right, let's say if I say your children are my children, and your wives are my children, your children are my grandchildren, whatever you have belongs to me, then what are you really saying? What is Lavan really saying to Yaakov?
Yaakov is saying, I worked so hard, and he says, well, it's all mine.
Right. So in other words, initially, Lavan catches up with Yaakov. Right? We saw actually in last week's discussion how Avimelech, at least the way I think it was the Ibn Ezra or the Radak, I forgot who it was, but one of the two Mefarshim said that when Avimelech said to Yitzchak, Lech Mimanu, leave, why? Ki Atzamti Mimanu. Because you became strong, not stronger than us, but you became strong because of us. So Avimelech attributed, he falsely attributed Yaakov's wealth due to Avimelech's efforts, when indeed it was all Yitzchak. Lavan seems to do the same thing here, where Lavan saying, you took out, you know, basically you took everything from me, and your children are my children, and really, you are a dependent member of my family. That's basically what he's saying. In other words, I'm the leader of the clan, and you and all of your children are members of my family. Lavan has his clan, and Lavan is the head of the clan. Now, again, this is not a what? Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It seems that Lavan is saying you have no physical possessions because they all belong to Lavan.
Right.
And then Lavan says, "Let's make a pact." So what's the pact? It can't be for physical things because every Yaakov has no physical things. They're all Lavan's.
Right.
So it's got to be a pact for something else.
Right. So the pact is don't mistreat the. You're leaving me now. Okay. I'll let you leave, but don't mistreat my daughters, don't take other wives, don't mistreat your children, because at the end of the day, you're part of my clan, and I am in charge of you, and what I say goes, and you have to follow by my rules. You're part of my clan. That's what Lavan is telling Yaakov. Lavan is the head of the clan of which Yaakov is a member. This is not a covenant of equals. It's not a standard. Let's enter into a covenant where both sides give something. This is a covenant, a one-sided covenant between a lord and his subjects. This is similar, perhaps, you know, when Avram entered into a covenant with Eshkol, Mamre, and Aner. Avram is a stranger amongst the Amori, and he's included in a clan to have local protection, maybe similar to Yitzhak and Avimelech, right? Avimelech is the ruler. So in a tribal situation in Canaan, a stranger who does not belong to a clan is helpless. So Lavan is basically saying, listen, I'm going to grant you some tribal identity before I return to Haran. You're part of my clan. You're part of me. And this is standard. Yeah?
Didn't they send us this agalei?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get there, Evan. But that's not the first step. In other words, what's being suggested here is Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Lavan opens up, and Lavan says, "Your kids, your daughters are my daughters. The kids are my kids. Everything really belongs to me. Let's enter into a covenant." Where basically, what's the covenant? The covenant is that basically you are part of my clan of which I am in charge, so there's no need to spell out the terms of the covenant. To be a Ben Bris is to be part of the clan. That is Lavan's first offer, Pasuk Mem Dal. It's an offer of what? It's an offer of your kids are my kids, and your wives are my kids also. In other words, you're a member of my clan. That's why they don't spell out the terms. So what does Yaakov then do? So Yaakov sets up two stone symbols, a monument, a matseva, and Pasuk Mem Hey. And also this galed, a pile of rocks. The monument is a symbol of a covenant. The gal avanim, like a bunch of pile of rocks, that gives the image of like a vision of destruction. that you think about when, you know, in a house that's destroyed, or and what happens? Just a pile of rocks. So perhaps Yaakov, he builds the Batseva to reference perhaps his covenant with Hashem. Because that he builds himself, right? And he thinks about a, he thinks that that is, that that, and what does he say? In Pasuk Membeis, what does he say? He's like, Lavan, you want to say I should be part of your clan? You were trying to trick me and cheat me all those years. Lule Membeis, Lule Okeovi, Okeavam, Pachad Yitzchak, Yali. You know, if not for God who was with me, then protecting me, so I'm building the Matseva as a sign of my faithfulness, that I belong to the clan of God, that I'm a faithful member, that I was saved by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have a covenant with God. But regarding the other, the pile of stones, so he says it's Le'achav. So I think there were two suggestions, of what Le'achav is. So Rashi says, Le'achav refers to his children, that's Yaakov's children, but the Ramban works better with our approach right now. That who's that? I think they're both Rashi versus Ramban. Rashi says they were Yaakov's children, but that's they were like achim, because they were like brethren to Yaakov who would, you know, go out to war with him. The Ramban says he's referring to the Lavan's to Lavan's brothers, and he says I want you Lavan's, you know you guys to build a pile of stones. That's my response to your offer. He tells the kinsmen of Lavan who rode with him in pursuit of Yaakov, and he says, I want you to build a pile of rocks. In other words, what the tribe, he's saying, you want me to be part of your tribe? So I think it's no more than a heap of rocks. It's a remnant of a building. The rocks cannot join together. This is Yaakov's response to, you know, to Lavan's non-verbal offer. And then they eat, in other words, Yaakov that is willing to eat with Lavan, after, because usually, what do you do after you enter into a covenant? You eat. Who ate? Who did Yaakov eat with after another agreement? The Parshas Toldos? Who's he? After he sells, after he buys the birthright from Esav, what do? They eat. So eating, they eat a meal, there's an agreement. So Yaakov basically is Yaakov's response to Laban's first offer of being a member of his tribe is like, listen, I have my monument with God. You're be part of your clan. It's nothing. It's just like a pile of rocks. It's a heap of destruction. And they eat. They agree. But Laban doesn't give up. And Laban understands that Yaakov is leaving and he's not coming back. Right? So Laban says, okay, you know what? In Pasuk Memtes, he says, "May Hashem watch over me and you, Yitzev Hashem benu v'necha, kini saser ish mireyu." Because we're gonna leave. In other words, Lavan now is accepting the fact that Yaakov is not coming back. And then, so what does he do? Yeah.
Why can't you say the pile of rocks is a border marking? It marks the border between the Yaakov and Lavan.
So it could be. It could be, but so why is he building both the monument and the pile of rocks?
What?
The approach that I've suggested is explains how Yaakov responded to Lavan's offer. At the end of the day, you are correct, Mark. At the end of the day, this does serve as a border. But initially, in other words, we have Lavan sort of saying or make love. We have Lavan making three offers during this speech here, during this conversation. So one is he just says, "Your daughters are my daughter. Your wives are my daughters. Your children are my children." So and then he says, "Let's enter into a covenant." So what's being suggested is he says, "Okay, be part of my tribe." And Yaakov now, so he rejects that, and that's why Lavan then says something else, right? And then Lavan says, don't mistreat. He's still trying to hold on to Yaakov. He says, okay, you're leaving, fine. But don't mistreat my daughters, and don't take any other wives other than my daughters. And so help you God, right? That God's going to watch it to make sure. So again, the rocks do serve as a border, But right now, initially, it serves as a response to Lavan, and then he modifies his offer. And then, I'm sorry?
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Maybe what Yaakov is saying when he brings up the when he brings up the stone, he's saying he does have something to bargain with, but Lavan already said he doesn't have anything. His kids are Lavan.
Right.
His wife's Lavan, he doesn't have anything. And Yaakov says, sure, he has something.
He is God.
He brings up the stone. The stone represents all of Eretz Israel, because earlier in the parsha, says that he takes a stone, he puts it under his head, and Hashem says,
right.
You know, everywhere where you go, you know,
right.
Hashem will give it to him.
Right.
Maybe he's going
I hear you.
Same stone.
Right.
So I have something to bargain with. He's, okay. He's got all of Eretz Israel.
Right. But again, Yaakov does not want to be part of any. He does not want to be part of any covenant, any agreement with Laban. He's saying that God, you know, that I don't need a covenant with you. I have a covenant with God. With you guys, I'm building my covenant with God. You want to make a pile of stones, this is destructive. I hear what you're saying. It's a nice way of looking at it.
Rabbi,
yeah.
When will they ever meet up again? What control does Laban have over this?
Laban is trying to assert control. He first says, be a member of my clan. And then only when Yaakov says, you know, forget about it, then what does he say? In the future, we're not going to be, you know, in sight of each other. But still, don't abuse my daughter. Don't abuse my daughters. Now, Yaakov has never abused Lavan's daughter for the past 20 years. Why is Lavan saying that? Because Lavan is saying that, you know, do it because you're still a member of my clan. And do it because I said so. Lavan is still trying to assert authority over Yaakov. And then what's Yaakov's response? Nothing. In other words, Pasuk, what I'm suggesting, it's a little different than what Evan suggested, what I'm suggesting in Pasuk Nun Aleph is that Lavan tries to assert authority in Pasuk Memches by saying, I'm still in charge, be part of my clan, even if you're leaving me, maybe we'll meet up some other time in the future, but even if you're leaving me, for now, you know, you're still part of my clan, so as part of my clan, you can't abuse my daughters, and Yaakov doesn't respond. He says, I'm not agreeing to this. So Lavan then makes one more suggestion that Yaakov agrees to. And what's that? It's what Mark said. It's an agreement of disengagement, that nobody will cross over the line. That's Pasuk Nun based. And Mark, you're right. This was the border. But that's Lavan's third attempt. That is, Lavan wants to feel like he's in control somehow, some way. I'm going to make a covenant with him. So he makes this covenant that what? This pile of stones and this matzeva is going to be a testament. I'm not going to pass this pile of stones, and you're not going to pass this pile of stones and this matzeva. It's an agreement of disengagement. No one will cross over the line marked with the stones. This is the covenant that Yaakov is hoping for. For it doesn't create a bond between them, but it dissolves the bond between them, and it finalizes their separation. Yaakov is now being divorced from Lavan. And by taking credit for building the monument that's in Pasuk Nun Aleph, which is that I built it, Lavan accepts the significance of the monument. And the pile of stones now becomes the border. Now, what's interesting is that until this point, the Aram Naharayim, or Haran, was viewed as a birthplace. After all, Avram sent Eliezer, his servant, to Haran to find a wife for Yitzchak, right? Yaakov went there. So this was seen as a birth. This was seen as a place where the Imahos were born. But no more. No more will children of Yaakov draw any brides from Lavan. And there's maybe, why not? Why shouldn't Yaakov say, just like Rivka sends Yaakov to her extended family to find children, to find wives. Maybe Yaakov can send his children back to Lavan's house, maybe to marry women from his family, but no more. No more. Lavan wants to continue the connection. Lavan bikesh la'akoras akol. Rav Tzvi Dov Kanatovsky explained that this pshat of this line of the Haggadah and the Medrash, that Lavan bikesh la'akoras akol, is that Lavan wanted to keep Yaakov, as part of his clan, spiritual assimilation. But Yaakov realized that he could no longer be connected to Lavan. Avram was connected to Haran, so was Yitzchak, so was Yaakov until now. And therefore, this was on top of a mountain, right? There was a mountain here. And each side would descend in their own separate direction, and the mountain will remain between them. It's the same, and that's perhaps why you have the same pile of stones, but you have different names. On one side is Aram, Yigar Sahadusa. On the other side, it's Eretz Yisrael Galed, reflecting the fact that now they are becoming two different clans with two different names. The cutting off of all family ties to the non-Jewish world is accomplished. This is the beginning right now of the creation of the house of Yaakov and Yisrael. And that's the point. At the very end, what happens? Lavan goes on his way. The beginning, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, V'yashkim Lavan Bo'okav, V'yashik Lavav, V'nosav, V'yivarach Hashem, V'yech V'yashav Lavan L'mikomo. Lavan leaves to his place, V'yakov Halach L'darko, V'yifku Bo, Malachi Elokim, and Yaakov goes on his way. So this was a very significant event, where Lavan catches up to him, and Lavan attempts to continue this connection. But it's at this point that Yaakov is now ready to sever his relationship with Lavan. And we always wonder, right? Avram had two children, and one of them was chosen, and one of them wasn't chosen. And Yitzchak had two children, one was chosen, one wasn't chosen. And then Yaakov has a whole bunch of children. Are they all going to be chosen? Is this going to be, are all of his descendants going to be part of the Jewish spiritual descendants, going to be part of Klal Yisrael, going to be part of, you know, God's chosen nation? And will they be further more connected, you know, with their extended family? And this is it. This is the breaking point. This is when, number one, Yaakov separates. And this is also the point where now he's ready to form what becomes eventually the B'nai Yisrael. Okay.